In this bulletin, four boys remain in the flooded Thai cave after four others are rescued. The British government in chaos as another senior cabinet minister quits over Brexit. And Australian Richie Port makes up time in stage three of the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Thai officials say the timing for the rescue of the remaining four boys and their football coach trapped in a flooded cave will depend on the weather. Eight of the 12 boys have been freed so far. Head of the rescue mission, Narunsak Ossatornikorn, says the four boys rescued on Monday had arrived at hospitals safe. He says the operation on Monday went more smoothly than the mission on Sunday.
We have succeeded. Like I have said, we were 2 hours faster than yesterday. We expect that with the preparations and plan discussed today, we think that we will do even better for the next mission, and we will succeed 100%.
Heavy rain is expected this week, which could again flood the tunnels with fast-flowing, rising water. Boris Johnson has stepped down as Britain's foreign minister, throwing the government into chaos as it tries to negotiate a Brexit deal with the European Union. His resignation came less than a day after Brexit Secretary David Davis also resigned. Mr. Davis says he quit because he felt Prime Minister Theresa May's policies were undermining exit negotiations and that Parliament wouldn't truly regain its full powers after leaving the EU. In his resignation, Mr. Johnson claimed that Britain would end up like a colony to the EU under the government's current plans for its trade relationship with the bloc after Brexit next year. Commenting on the resignations in Parliament, Theresa May was met with mocking laughter from the opposition.
I want to recognise the work of the former Secretary of State for exiting the European Union, for the work he did to establish a new department and steer through Parliament some of the most important legislation for generations. And similarly, to recognise the passion that the former Foreign Secretary demonstrated in promoting...
And Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the resignations show that Theresa May is incapable of handling the Brexit negotiations with the EU.
How can anyone have faith in the Prime Minister getting a good deal with 27 European Union governments when she can't even broker a deal within her own cabinet?
Australia wants a free trade agreement to fall into place with Britain after it leaves the European Union. And Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she's watching the UK government's turmoil over Brexit closely.
It's very early days. The negotiating position within the government has to be determined. Then there'll be very long and protracted negotiations with the European Union. So it's very early days. We are obviously watching the matter very closely, but we hope to be in a position to negotiate a free trade agreement with the United Kingdom after they've exited from the European Union.
President Donald Trump has named Conservative Federal Appeals Judge Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee for the US Supreme Court vacancy. Judge Kavanaugh has been a judge on the US Court of Appeals since 2006. In cycling, Australian Richie Port has clawed back some much-needed time after his BMC racing team claimed victory in the team time trial on the third stage of the Tour de France. Port, who lost 51 seconds in the opening stage after being delayed behind a crash, helped BMC beat Team Sky by 4 seconds after it completed the 35.5-kilometre circuit around Cholet in 38 minutes and 46 seconds. Port told SBS that the team worked well together during the time trial.
I felt good. Obviously, with the big guys we got in the team, I was tucked up under the wheel there pretty well. I think it went really well. We came and looked at the course a couple of times on Wednesday, and the recon went well, and I think we did a good race, probably as good as we could have done.
In tennis, Roger Federer has won through to the Wimbledon quarterfinals for the 16th time with a 6-love 7-5 6-4 victory over French left-hander Adrian Mannarino. Federer took his tally of consecutive sets won on Wimbledon's grass courts to 32 during his win. He swept through the opening set in just 16 minutes, dropping just 5 points as he continues to move towards a 9th title.
If you break it down, it could be one shot, really. And that's not something you can always control. Of course, if you give yourself maximum chances, you know, and you're playing well, you have super focus, then these streaks are kind of possible. But look, I'm equally happy if I would have won all the matches in four sets.
And Federer's opponent in the last eight will be South African Kevin Anderson. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather around Australia. Perth, a sunny day and 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy tomorrow, 15. A possible late shower in Melbourne, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning fog and frost and a top of 13. Wollongong, possible late shower tomorrow, 17. Similar in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, possible shower in 18. Brisbane, a shower or two, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.